do on your toaster brakes?
I have no clue.
Buy a new one.
You're from Mayo. Are there any shops that still fix toasters and electronic goods in Mayo?
I don't know. That's why I just buy a new one. Like,
would you try and fix my toaster for me?
Yeah, of course. I could try, but I don't know how to fix it.
And are you good with your hands? Are you good at fixing things?
Yeah, I fix everything in my home, yeah.
You don't get new
stuff.
Don't
depend on anybody.
You don't depend on anyone?
No.
I don't think I'd have the sufficient skills to repair it myself. So much stuff is just online and people just buy new stuff immediately, so.
My toaster's broken. Could you fix it?
If it's electrical fault, yes. I'm an electrician by trade.
Wow, so you could?
Possibly, yeah, yes.
No, because I know I can't.
So what do you do instead?
I go out and buy a new one.
I'd try to figure out maybe what was wrong with it. If it was more than half the value of it, I definitely would replace it.
My name is Jeffrey Rowe, and we're sitting here in the TOG Hackerspace. So TOG is a shared workspace where members come together to either work on individual projects in a range of different disciplines and activities, or we come together to work on group projects for events or festivals. Repair Cafe is a concept where you host an event and you bring the members of the public in to fix their items. So they might have had them lying around their house for years, their favorite lamp or their favorite radio, and they don't want to throw them out. But the key difference with repair cafes is it's not a service. People don't just drop by, leave their items off, and come back in a couple of hours when they're fixed. The idea is they sit down with the person repairing the objects. There's this knowledge transfer from the person repairing it to the person's object who is getting repaired. We have this brilliant peer-to-peer learning where people aren't just consuming a service like we do so much nowadays. We have that knowledge share. People get to see inside their devices and objects.
We've also got repairmystuff.ie.
So repairmystuff.ie is a program first developed by Monaghan County Council. So if you go to repairmystuff.ie, it'll automatically detect your location. You can pick different categories of what your object you need to repair, and you'll find local repair service stations that you can bring your stuff and get it repaired.
Do we live in a throwaway culture? For example, I have a Roberts radio there. I also have a toaster. Either of them will work. I got a gift from a well-known convenience store. There was cookies. I ate the cookies inside a box. And also there's a little video that plays on a screen. I don't know what to do with it. It's basically a temporary mobile phone I'm going to have to throw out. Can you do anything with that? I've also got an old Commodore 64 from the year 1990, which was one of the first very popular computer consoles before Nintendo took off. I don't know what to do with it. Can you fix this stuff? Can you make it work?
So we can definitely have a look at repairing your radio and repairing your toaster. So this radio has definitely been heavily used. We see a nice patina of nice and grime and dust. I guess it was a very much a favorite object. So if you look at this radio, I guess the first step in any repair is to ask the owner what problems they are having with it, because they are in the best position to tell the person repairing it what it might be. So what we're going to try and do is we're going to plug it in and see what is wrong with the unit.
So we can hear that kind of radio sound. It's sort of a buzz, but nothing. We can't get BBC Radio 4 on the long wave, and we definitely can't get, oh, I just nearly took your eye out with the radio. Can't get Classic Hits 4FM either.
It's definitely powering on, but we're not getting a signal. So it could potentially be the aerial that has become dislodged or broken. It could be the knobs that change and tune the radio into a correct frequency. So we've a couple of points to go on, and the next step is the best part. We take it apart.
So my name is Louise Nolan. I'm a designer maker and a member of TOG Hackerspace. I think there's a big social issue around why we throw away things. The speed at which new design collections come out from high street fashion stores and even kitchen design, homeware stuff, it's become almost a pressure to upscale your life and get new cushions onto your couch. And as a result, the price point for a lot of the type of products that we put into our home space has dropped, so that we can meet this demand for new design and the latest look.
And you think the quality might have gone?
The quality has gone, and also the location for where we make things has changed. Like a lot of the time, I say 50 years ago, those kind of craft type products might have been made in the home by somebody who might have had a hobby making tapestries or embroidery or lace or whatever, or bought from a local craftsperson. And now those same products are actually made in a factory in Bangladesh by sometimes young children.
I'm Saoirse O'Brien. I'm from NCAD, where I teach design history, and I teach in Kingston University in London as well.
Do you think we live in a throwaway culture? Do we just replace stuff after it breaks?
I think we in general could do more to fix things ourselves rather than necessarily throwing something away when it stops working. But having that level of knowledge and that level of skill, you need to have it among everybody in the population or as many people as possible, where 50, 60 years ago, there was a lot more people would have the basic simple skills of repairing things. I think that's where places like TOG are really interesting, because they're helping to spread those skills again. The appliance companies might not necessarily be set up to sell parts the same way as they're actually selling the appliances, and they're interested in selling new appliances. And this is where I've been hearing an awful lot of things about, 3D printing parts for dishwashers that you can
replace which are no longer available.
Replace parts that aren't available. I mean, I've my own dishwasher. I've actually bought a replacement part online recently and replaced that so that the whole thing works again. But there are some things you can do with things like 3D printing. But the problem is you need to either get the file, get the design, or make it up yourself. And again, that's about skill and having that level of skill in the population. But it's also going back and talking to people that you know who might know how to fix things and asking them to help you. Things like Sugru, where it's self-setting rubber. Basically, it's like Morla. You get it, you open the packet, and you can mold it in any shape you want, and it comes in different colours. And you can use that to fix things where, for example, phone cables, they always start to fray in the same place. Preemptively put the Sugru onto the cable and let it set. And it means your cables don't fray and they don't break. And that was actually invented by an Irish woman who's Janie Dulquaintig.
So Geoffrey, we've got the toaster here. The crumbs everywhere, I'm so sorry. And it won't work. This is a News Talk toaster. It's broken. I'm not sure who broke it. I'm blaming News Talk Breakfast. I don't know.
So on a visual inspection, we can see that the mechanism to draw the toast into the toaster appears to have snapped off by a heavy hand, or something has broken it off. So the toaster won't pull down the toast, so you can't initialize the toaster, so you'll never get lovely brown toast. So your Commodore 64 will need to plug it in and get it up and running. It won't work on a modern monitor. These things were all designed to work on what people had in their homes. So they didn't have monitors. The most common thing was their television. So we need to get an old CRT style television to hook it up to.
What will I do with my Commodore 64?
I think the best thing for your Commodore 64 is to showcase it to the next generation. So what we can do is we can fix it up, get it working, and bring it along to a local coder dojo and get them to see what computing was like when it was invented. When a device is this old, the parts are very modular, and you can see the different subsections where you have your modern PCs where it's all hidden in a big circuit board, where these older style, you can easily point, this is the RAM. It's much easier to conceptualize the individual parts of a computer when the technology is this old and they're much larger and easier to explain.
So Geoffrey, you must love this stuff. You must love fixing stuff, getting out the screwdriver. We've got everything here. We've got a laser machine, a 3D printer. I've just done a tour of TOG, and we have everything from old mobility scooters. We even have a pizza oven. you can pretty much fix anything?
Well, we'll try. I think that's the key part. We'll try and fix anything at least once and have a go at it. Sense of discovery and excitement about taking something apart and having a go and trying to figure out how it works. You don't have to be an expert. There's plenty of online tools, or you find someone who might be familiar with the technology and give it a go by simply watching a nice YouTube video where someone has done it before you and shared that knowledge.